It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante with my buddy Greg Pickle, and it's time to talk about your area of expertise. It's time to talk recruiting, Greg. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. I know you're always ready to talk recruiting. Quick background, currently in Penn State's 2021 class, there are three commits, Lyme Clifford, brother of Sean, Landon Tengwall, a four-star offensive lineman, Nate Bruce, three-star offensive lineman. But we've started to get some activity, and perhaps we're starting to see a Michigan, State of Michigan pipeline for Penn State. First guy I want to ask you about, Greg, is Jalen Reed, a four-star safety out of Michigan, who I getting many crystal ball predictions for Penn State and apparently getting ready to announce soon.
Yeah, so this is a guy, Jim, who I can't remember if we talked about him last week or not, but I'm fairly certain that we did. Jalen Reed, as you said, four-star safety from Detroit. He was going to announce his choice in May, and then all of a sudden sort of did a about-face on that and said, actually, I'm ready to decide now. So he's going to announce on Thursday. Keep in mind, you're probably listening to this on Wednesday. So we assume that that's going to be the case, but as a lot of things go in the world right now, sometimes things change at a moment's notice, so maybe he'll move it up even sooner. We'll have to wait and see. But the thing that impresses me about Jalen Reed, Jim, when you watch his tape, is that he's just so fluid, and he's a guy that, you know, I think will be very good against the run and against the pass at the college level. And the good news, if you're a Penn State fan, which I assume you are, if you're listening to this podcast, but Georgia, Michigan State, USC, Michigan, some of the schools that are interested in him, he put out a top seven with all of those teams in, along with Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Missouri. At this point, Jim, I look at his top seven and when he's going to commit, and Penn State looks to be the, the runaway favorite in this one. They really, I'm sorry, that was not his top group. That was a prospect we'll get to in a second. I got too many tabs open here. But look, the key with Jalen Reed is, I don't know if George is realistic, but Michigan State certainly is. Penn State certainly is. And I think the Lions are in great shape. And when you look at what he's capable of doing, it's really impressive just to watch his high school film and see what he's been able to do. He is a playmaker who can go into the box and drop in coverage, just the kind of guy Penn State needs to continue improving its secondary. So I will be surprised if they don't get really good news on Thursday of this week or whenever he ends up making his choice. And this goes back to Tim Banks, who's a guy that I think some Penn State fans have been frustrated with, is maybe the safeties haven't played as well as everybody wanted them to, or, you know, the pass coverage has been kind of hit or miss at times. But Tim Banks is a very, very, very underrated recruiter, and that has led Penn State to be able to sneak into Detroit almost and sneak into Michigan and be able to set themselves up with some really, really good prospects. Jalen Reed's just the latest one, and I do imagine that Penn State's going to get good news when he makes his decision.
Well, I'll tell you what, as a Penn State fan, I like to see whenever we often talk about getting the recruits that are in our region. Those are the guys they've got to get. But anymore, recruiting is national. You see the Clemsons, the Ohio States, the Alabamas. They're not restricted to their own region. They're recruiting everywhere. So to see Penn State go in to another area like they've been doing to Florida and into Michigan, it's nice to see. Sticking with the Michigan theme, we're going to talk about Kalen King and Kobe King. Brother, are they twin brothers?
Yes.
Okay, they're twin brothers that are 50 pounds difference in weight. Kalen King is a four-star cornerback recruit, 170 pounds, 5'11". Kobe is a three-star inside linebacker recruit who is 6'2", 223, and they both seem to be leaning Penn State's way, don't they?
Yeah, so Kalen's going to announce on April 10 as well, same day as Jalen Reed, so it's shaping up to be a pretty good end to the week here potentially for Penn State. And so I look at what those two can do, and it very much has a package deal feel to it. So the list of schools I was reading off a few minutes ago for Jalen Reed, let me reset that. So Kobe King's top seven: Arkansas, Iowa, Iowa State, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and of course Penn State. That's Kobe King's top seven. And with Kalen King, you have Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Missouri. So, I mean, if you look at the 247 Sports crystal balls right now, Kalen King, who again is the cornerback, a four-star, he has 10 crystal ball predictions from 247 Sports experts to Penn State. Kobe King has 10 as well, also all to Penn State. He's a three-star linebacker. So, you know, again, I'm not sure if they're both announcing on the 10th or if one will do maybe the day before and one will do the day after or something like that. But Penn State looks to be in good shape with both of these guys. All the hand-wringing about a lack of commitments might come to a quick end here at the end of the week. But, you know, it's a give and take, I think, right? So the one concern I would have with getting commitments from anywhere at this point in time is that once a guys can go take visits again, Jim, are they going to want to go take those visits that maybe they were going to take before the recruiting dead period took effect? And is that going to maybe you know, hinder recruiting classes, not maybe at Penn State or maybe at Penn State, we don't know, but you know, is that going to throw teams a curveball come the fall if visits can take place by then? Because guys who commit it now decide, actually I did want to visit school X or I did want to visit school Y. So I think that's the one thing to be leery of right now, that some of these commitments, not necessarily the King twins, not necessarily Jalen Reed, not necessarily, of course, Landon Tangwall, but I think you do have to be a little bit leery that some of these commitments could be, I don't want to use the word rushed, but I do want to think that maybe some of them are happening before they're ready to happen if it was a normal time. And I think that is something that teams are going to have to keep an eye out for as we get into the fall and closer to the December signing day. But no, it looks like so far so good for Penn State on this front. Another good potential three commitments coming up here before the start of next week. And it's some momentum the Lions certainly will accept at this point, as again, we know that they've been pretty far behind a lot of their Big Ten brethren. And a lot of the teams are fighting for to get into the college football playoff against Ohio State, certainly probably at the top of that list. So we'll take what they can get at this point, Jim. And I think those three guys all have potential, maybe not to be day one starters. I think Reed probably falls into that category. I think maybe one of the Kings could, but definitely guys that will contribute down the road.
Well, and again, to your point about the potential of, are these guys committing a little bit early when they're not able to, during a time when they're not able to make visits, but that's the situation going back to that recruiting nationally. You start to recruit out of the area, that's always going to be the danger when you're playing in those deep waters. Now, speaking of that, the next guy I want to talk about kind of lends itself to that same idea, and that's at the tight end position, where Penn State did have a commit from a guy in Florida, and he has decommitted. Again, that's the danger for the long distance. But speaking of long distance, there's another tight end by the name of Brock Bowers. He's a four-star, and he's out of California. But Penn State seems to be one of the schools that he's talking about. What do you know about Brock Bowers?
Right. So he's a guy that Penn State started to target after it lost Nick Elkness' commitment. Man, that name always trips me up. But when it lost him, it started to look for, alternatives in this class. And with the fact that they have Theo Johnson in from the last class, Brenton Strange is still young. Zach Koontz is, of course, still here. They get one more year out of, Pat Freiermuth, at least. I don't think it's an urgent need to get a big time tight end in this class, but I do think they need one. And boy, would Bowers be a great get. He's 6'3", 225. He's a four star, number three tight end in the class of 2021 for 247 Sports. Georgia, California, Notre Dame, Oregon, some of the teams that have offered him. And then the list could go on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, he's comparable to Noah Font, according to Brandon Huffman at 247 Sports. Just a really good player. I think the problem, though, is that unless Penn State can host him again between now and the time he makes his decision, and as far as I know, Jim, he doesn't have a decision timeline in mind yet, but I think it's going to be tough to land him if they can't get him to campus. He's a guy that, you know, is familiar with Penn State, and he's been to Penn State. He did make it in March before everything shut down, but I just get the feeling that they're going to have to host him again to really lock in a commitment from him that holds up for the long haul. So at this point, he's one of the many guys on the board that they hope will delay their decision-making process because of the fact that, you know, he's not able to go visit campus right now. He's not able to go check things out. And, you know, the goal for them at this point will be to hopefully pull one of those guys or some of those guys in who are the bigger names, but guys that maybe want to take visits. The goal will be to get them on campus sometime in the fall, assuming things go back to normal by then, and, bring commitments in with them, hopefully at some point down the road. But interesting player there, Jim, just not sure about the chances at this point.
Well, the nice thing about him is when you say it's not necessarily an urgent position of need, but you're now starting to get that position of tight end when you go from a Mike Gesicki to Pat Freiermuth. Just like at running back, you went from Saquon Barkley to Miles Sanders. Just like the linebacker position, it seems to be, you know, talent will attract talent. And I've got to think the fact that Penn State made such great use of Mike Gesicki and now Pat Freiermuth, that's got to be attractive to a top-level tight end like this who's not in Penn State's traditional recruiting area. So do you think there's that kind of effect going on at that position too?
Sure, no doubt. I mean, they have to be using their pass gains, not just at that position, but across the board, running back, linebacker, you name it. So, yeah, no question. And guys realize that. Of course, Penn State's going up against some programs that also have very good tight end backgrounds and tight end history, so that's always a part of it too. But, you know, before we move on, Jim, just one note. Tyler Bowen is a guy that recruits tight ends, of course, but he also has a large role in recruiting Maryland and recruiting some more the Mid-Atlantic, and he dabbles in offensive line recruiting as well. You talk about underrated staff members, like I said, with Tim Banks and Tyler Bell is right up there. I mean, he is really good as a coach, as a teacher, but also, man, is he a good recruiter. He's a guy that will get Penn State in these conversations more often than not. Will they always close the deal? No, that's never a guarantee, and few coaches can make it so, but he's really good at what he does and a guy Penn State fans should really appreciate.
Well, it's a situation where if you're a salesman, you could relate to it. You cast a wide net. First, you got to get yourself in the door. You've got to become part of the conversation before you could even think about closing the deal. So when Penn State goes out to a California, gets into the conversation with a guy like this, even if they don't get them, it's great that they're getting in the door. Maybe they don't get this guy, but doors are being opened in California, which is great to see, and perhaps they get the next guy. All right, that's going to be it for quarter number two. When we come back, quarter number three, we're going to find out what the heck it is that Greg does.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.